We are on Daf Samach Amid Beis. In the middle of the Amid. Omar Rav Chonon Barove Ashesua Berya Bifnei Atzmohi. Shesua is a Berya Bifnei Atzmo Sheyesh Lo Shnei Gabin Ushnei Shedrois. It has two backs and two spines. The Sichas Chulin says Pshat that the Shesua is like a Siamese behemoth, that there's two heads also. And in Tagim Yonis and Benazil, on a Shesua, it would seem clearly like this, that that Taket has two heads. He says Klo that it has two heads. That's the Shesua. Berya b'fnei atzma sheyesh lo shnei gabin u'shnei shedrois. In the Ksav in Kabbalah, it wants to say that could be the Shesua is a animal toyi asu or babirusa, that is a type of a chazer that is lemaisa male geire and mefreses parso, and it says it has two backs is because there's a big indentation in the back of this animal that makes it looks like it has two backs. Al koponim, the Pashta Dikro would seem that even though it's Mafris Parse and it is Malagere, it's a Xeris Akosev, that it is also teeth. That's Omar Avchona Barova Shesua Berya Bifnei Atzmi Sheyesh Lo Shnei Gabin Ushnei Shedrois. So the Gemara asks a kasha, B'chi Moshe Rabbeinu Kanigi Hoyo Oy Belisteri Have. Was Moshe Rabbeinu a hunter, or he shot arrows? How was he acquainted of such a rare animal? Mikan Shuve Loimer Ein Teira Min HaShemayim. So from here we see if Moshe Rabbeinu could speak about an animal. So if by profession he was a hunter, so it could be he went all over the world and he saw this animal in a far off place in North Africa. But since he wasn't a Kanigi of Blisteri, so how did he know about this animal? Mikan Shuvaloima ain't Torah in HaShemayim, so Zichar the Rabbeinu Shel Olam told him about this animal and what the halach is about this animal, even though this is a very rare animal. Amalei Rav Chisda la Rav Tachlife bar Ravina, zil ksoiv kenigi ublisteri bagadetich upirsha. It seems Rav Tachlife bar Ravina had a sefer agodah, that he used to write down agodas from different chachomim. So he told him, write this down. Zilksoiv kenigi ublisteri bagadetech. So the Maral says, and really it's a Mishnah in Idiyas, that chayev odom loimadovo b'shem rabbi. B'loshin rabbi, I'm sorry, b'loshin rabbi. It's a Mishnah in Idiyas. She'odom chayev loimad b'loshin rabbi. The Tosfos Yontif says, Shalafomim sheyishane leloshen acheres, leilemishma minei ba'ois eloshen kefi hamechuvin beloshen shoma rabbi. Could be the Rebbe meant something else, so therefore a person should repeat exactly what rabbi had said. So memele, so the Maral says, so he told him, Rav Chisda told Rav Tachlife bar Ravina, this is a memra of Rav Chonon Barove, so he should write this down in the Sefer Agode, this Loshen, that Rav Chanan Bar Ova said that Moshe Rabbeinu was in a knigi, a blistery, upirsha, and you should be meforish what it is. Not only write the lotion, but write what it is. Let us see Rashi. Sheyesh lo shnei gabin, ulekach nikreis shesua ta'uma. V'chi Moshe Rabbeinu kenigi oyo tzod chayis v'kenigoin, like in a hunter, together with hunters. I belisteri meire bekeshes lechayis. He used to shoot. To shoot animals. Menayin oye boki bechayis alolu. Shein odin boki behem. So how was he aware of these animals? That he should write in the Torah about the Shesua. These are rare animals. And a person who is not a hunter and doesn't go all over the world would never come in contact with these animals. Ksoiv knigi blisteri agodes a ksoiv. Write down this agode, sheyesh bo tevish yofin veloshin tzach. She should write down mamish this loshin. Upirsha be meforish my kenigi ubalistari bagadetich. Let us see Taisvis, vichimoshe kenigi hoya ubalistari hoya, shahoya yedei lahake rashesue. That he recognized this animal, he was aware of this animal, it was such a rare animal. Bim taima, rektoisvis, vomrinim bamapeles, the shesue bo mi behema toira, the leka man de polik. So Taisvis learns pshat in the Gemara, over there, that the shesue comes from a behema toira. A behema toira gives birth to a Shesua. Now, a Shesua is a behemah tmeya. And in Emerson, this is a Meiridik Echidish, that this Isra of a Shesua, it's Malageira, it's Matris Parsa, and it comes from Tahirim. Bafal Pikin, the Tahir said that this is Osa. So, but Al Koponim, a behemah Tahir gave birth to this Shesua. Lafuki Taisis means to say, not a Pshad is, that it comes from a generation of Shesuas, that the mother was a Shesua. No, it comes from a behemah toir, and there's exeris a custom that this animal, even though it's bom in a toir, and it has all simoni taref, and that's making its stomach. Vim kein yochaliya isha behemah toir ahoya leila moshe, v'yod aloy Shesua. If the Gemara Masechtas Nida says that this is born, this Shesua is born from a behema tahira, so it could be Moshe Rabbeinu had a behema tahira that gave birth to a Shesua. The Yeshloime the Shema Shesua in a bo elomi behema she'ino mitzuya beinenu. So the Teferis Yaakov says pshat as follows. He says, even though in the behemet tahiris that we have is only asher kese ve'ez, so there's minei sheir that are not motzi yetzleini. That means such a behemet tahira to have a shesua, it's from the sheir family, but it's not a normal sheir. So memele to have such a mother that should be able to have a child of a Shesua, that's also very, very rare. She'ena mitzuya biyodeinu, beinenu. So Mamela Vaiter of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's not Tamzai, he had this in his flock. So Vaiter, this is very rare that this occurs, that you have such a mother also. So Mamela, so the Gemara Shaila is very good. B'chimoshe k'nigi hoya oi b'listeri hoya. Zog the Gemara weiter. So since the Gemara said such a loshen, he told him he should write it b'sefer, bagadetech upirsha. So the Gemara brings now another instance, and also they said a very interesting loshen, and Rav Tachlifa Bar Avina was told to write this loshen in his sefer Agadot, and he should be meforish. let's finish the Rashi. Mishum dinokat ksoy vagadetich. He told him he should write this in Yosef Agoda, nokanami lahaikro de salne plishte. So he brings down this next Agoda also, the salne plishte. It says in the Posik, in Yeshua, Hameshes salne plishte, Ha'azosi, Va'ashdoidi, Ho'ashkaloini, Hagiti, Va'akroini, Va'avi. So it says, Hamisha salne plishte, and when we count them, Oma Hamisha, the Choshev Shita, Lamaisi, we end up with six Sarnei Plishtim. Oma Rabbi Yonison said, Arunti Shalahem Hamisha. That the Choshev were five. That means he speaks out the Sarnei Plishtim, so the Choshev are five. Arunti Shem Sarashi says, Chashuvim Shalahem Hey. Chashuvim were five. So Mamel, it's also a pis interessante loshen. This Arunki. So, Amalei Rav Chisda l'Rav Tachlife Baravine, Ksoi Arunki Bagadetech, Upirsho. So write Arunki, Arunki in your Agadetech, and write what Arunki means. So Bikitzer, so Rabbi Yonison had said pshat, we have here a problem. The Pasuk says there was five Salnei Plishtim, and the Pasuk mentions six. So the Gemara says that the Choshev were five. Upligi de Rav. The Omar Rav says, Avim mitaymon bo'u. That Avim, it says, Chamisha Salnei Plishtim, is Azosi, Vashdoidi, Ashkeloni, Hagiti, Vakroini. And that what says, Vohoavim mitaimambo. Now let us just see, what is Pshat, how does this come in, that Avim, it says, Chamisha Salnei Plishtim, then Avim is mitaimon. So let us see Taisvis. Avim mitaimambo, Beis Mikrois Haim B'Sefer Yeshua. There are two psukim in Yeshua, Bohochiksif, Hamesha Sarnei Plishtin, Ha'azosi, Vashtoidi, Vashkoloini, Hagiti, Vakroini, Vahavim, that's one posik. Bohodoksif, Mitaimon, Kol Eretz, Aknani, Umaora Shelitzidoinim, Adafeko, Adgmul, Ha'emoiri. That's the second posik. The second posik starts, Mitaimon. So Rav combined the last word of the first posik and the first word of the second posik, and he says it goes as follows: Ha'avim v'ha'avim mitaymon. So the mitaymon is going on ha'avim. Dechsiv meforish Rav v'hashtem meforish Rav ha'avim dechsiv v'soif kro kamer koi ataymon de'beroish kro de'basrei. So that's, so Rav was Choylik and Rabbi Yonison. So Marav Avin mitaimon bo. Tanya namihochi. We learned a Barais also like this. Avin mitaimon bo. Veloma nikra shmon avim. Sheibsu es mekaimon. Sheibsu es mekaimon. So let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Mitaimon ben Alifos ben Esav bo, it's ben Alifos ben Esav, ve'ivu le'lehei plishtim, we'll see later that they wanted to worship the getchkes of the plishtim, ve'yotsu mimkoimom, they left where they lived, now l'chayre, they lived in Haseya, ubo loger beinayim, because the Avim in Yesoid were descendants from Esav. They were descendants from Taimon ben Alifaz ben Esav. And now the Bereisa says, why are they called Avim? What's the same Avim? So Sheivsu es Mekoimam. So Rashi says Sheivu es Mekoimam. Yatsu Misham, they left where they had lived. Venis Aves So that means they deserted or they left the place where they were. So that Mokim became Chorev, the place where the Sosheivsu Mekaimam, the previous place. Dava Acha, a second shot, why are they called Avim? Sheivu Leilohu Sarbe. They wanted a lot of getchkes, and that had Rashi had said before, that's why they went to the Plishtim. Davar acher, avim, shekol horoya oisam, oichazosoi avis. A person who sees them trembled. That means they were very scary. What does Rashi say? Avis. Reses, v'chalcholo, they trembled, and then Balas Kampa, a person would have cramps from the fear that he had by looking at them. Omar Rav Yosef, v'islohu, shitzre, dori, shine, l'chol, chad, v'chad. They had 16 rows of teeth. Now we have to understand what this means. Shitza dori shine shurois shel shinayim. The Maral says that they were cannibals, and they were very scary, and they, the Ben Yehuda says is a guzme, but al kaponim, they had the sharp teeth to eat people. The Chasam Sofer says, Rashi says in Shir HaShirim, Shinayich ke'eder harecheilim. So Rashi said, your teeth are ke'eder harecheilim. So Rashi says, Giboirei Yisrael hakirsim v'oichlim oveim. This is talking about the soldiers, the geboirim of Klal Yisrael. Hakirsim v'oichlim oveim. So the posik, when this speaks about the army of Klal Yisrael, the soldiers of Klal Yisrael, they're called shinayich. Hakirsim v'oichlim oveim. V'shineim. That's the Loshon of Rashi. So the Chasam Sofer says, avim, is Am Yudvov, that they were either Yudvov battalions, 16 battalions, that was the army of the Avim. Omar Rav Shimon ben Lakish, Harbe Mikrois Sheruyin Lisrei. There are many psukim that if one look at these psukim, he'll think there's no need for these psukim. This doesn't belong Bein Kisvei HaKodesh. But in Emerson, Behein Hein Gufei Torah. But these psukim are Gufei Torah. They're teaching us something, even though looking at them superficially, it seems they're not telling us anything. Let's see what Rashi says. Habi mekroish yesh shedoyme lekereyem sheinruyin lesorif. Shloihoyo loy lekoisma. There's no need that they should have been written. Sheinlem tzorich betoire. Ugnayu lechabram im hakedushe. Loshen ruyin lesorif is a very sharp loshen. The Ben Yodad asked me once to say ruyin lesorif means that Kisvei HaKodesh, if there's a Sreif and Shabbos, there's a Heter to be matzel them. So, Ruyin L'Sorif means, these psukim, it would seem, if they were written alone, there's no inyan to be matzel them, because they don't have a Shivas of Kisvei HaKodesh. But in Emerson, it's not like that. The Pasuk says, V'ha'avim ha'yoshvim b'chatzerim ad azo. The Pasuk says as follows. ואבים היושבים בחצרים עד עזו, כפתורים היוצים מכפתור השמידום וישבו תחתו. The Pasuk tells us a historical occurrence. The Avim who were living in Chatzerim Ad Azo, the Kaftorim got rid of them, Vayeshvu Tachto. So, what does it, my Nafkelon Mino, why do we have to know this? That previously the Avim were living here, and now the Avim led, were the Kaftorim, Hishmidum. What will my nafke mean it? So it's very important. Midashbei Abimelech l'Avram. There was a shvuah that Abimelech was mashbia Avram im tishka li ulanini ulanechti. That means, so there was a shvuah that he would not start up with the descendants of Abimelech, which were plishtim. Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu, so l'cheiret is a problem. So the Rabbi Lishlom made Leisu Kaftoirim Lifku Me'avim Dahainu Plishtim. So the Rabbi Lishlom made someone looking at the political scene, at what was happening in the world, there was Cheshbonis, the Kaftoirim decided to fight with the Avim and the Hishmidum, and we can think 20 reasons why this occurred. But the Torah recorded it, it was another cheshbon. The Rabbeinu Shloilam wanted that Klal Yisrael should be kovish this area. And there was a problem that Abimelech was mashbi Avram Avinu, that Yidden should not shepherd with his descendants. So the Rabbeinu Shloilam made Leisu Kaftoirim Lifku me'avim dahainu plishtim. So they went and they were mashmid the avim which were the plishtim. And now, v'leisu Yisrael lifku me'kaftoirim. Now the Yidden can fight with the kaftoirim. And now there's no shvu about the kaftoirim. Let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi, so that means even though superficially looking at these psukim, they're not telling us anything, they're not important. Vehein gufei teire, taimim gdoilim tluyim bahem. Vahashte kachoshe v'ozulu atzoiv shmaite. The Gemara's going to mention a few psukim, which looks like they are not necessary to write, they're not important, but it's teaching us. Chatzerim ad Azo Eretz Yisrael. This was an Eretz Yisrael, which Klal Yisrael was Kavish. May nafkelon mino ilav mekoyman shel elu hoyo. That why does the pasuk have to tell us that really the kaftorim weren't living here? El mokim acherim. Others were living here. Ve elu gershim. What's the nafkemine? Why do we have to know this? So the Gemara answers that there was that Abimelech was Mashbi Avram, Lenini Lenechti, Vadayin Loy Avru Adoiris. The Doiris were still in these Doiris that were covered by the Shvuah. Kaftoirim, Lav Mi Plishtim Ninu. Leisu Velifku Aro Mi Plishtim. So Memele, the Rebbein Shal made that the Kaftoirim went and were loichim with the Avim who were plishtim. V'leisa Yisrael v'lifku minayu. Then this is like leiv melochim v'sorim b'yad Hashem, that government decided to be loichim. This was hashgachim min Hashemayim. The tachlis was the Klal Yisrael should be able to be kovish this mokim. Ukasava Reish Lakish, Avim miplishtim hoyu. We heard before a machloikis where the Avim were from. Rabbi Yonason said that the Avim were also plishtim, but they were not from the sound they plishtim because they weren't from the Choshevet. So it's very good. This teretz about kaponim, we heard it was necessary that the kaftorim should come. And the kaftorim should come and get rid of these avim, they Klal Yisrael should be able to be Kodesh. Now, Rashi asks, Ulaman da'om amitayim en hoyu. We hear a posse, we hear him on the Yom HaRav said that the Avim come from Taimon. So why do I have to know that the Avim were here and the Kaftorim took them away? Hishmidum. Lamand Omim Itaimon Hoyu, Lahach Milse Nami Itzterech, Vishum Dazirinu, Shaloyli His Garois, Bibnei Esav. There was a zore not to be misgare Bibnei Esav. Amarachmona leisi kaftoirim velifke me'avim v'neisu Yisrael v'nifke minayu. Now, I didn't understand Klo, what Rashi is saying over here. There's a zore, the Pasuk says, the Devarim Beis Pasuk Hei, Ki Yerusha La'esav Nosati is Har Seir, so therefore you can't chepe with Har Seir. Now, Rashi before said that if it was Mivnei Mitaimon, so Rashi says, V'yotsu Mimkoimom, Ubo Logar Bineyem, V'havim Mitaimon, Ubo Logar Bineyem, Lochi Lechoshev Shisha Sani Plishnim. So, Lechoyre, so the Avim, if they were Mibnei Taimon, so that they weren't, I mean, the Azor not to be Mizgara Mibnei Esav was not to take away Yerushalayim Esav Nesati Es Har Seir. So what was the problem over here? Now it's very interesting. It seems that what it says over here, Ha'avim, the Rishash says that the Yotzumim Kaimam is because the Kaftoirim Mishmidom. So that means there was a different Mokim where they were. And Yotzumim Kaimam. That Mokim, the Ramban Alatayra says, then it'll be very good. The Ramban Alatayra says, Ki Ya'avim She'em Mibnei Esav Ktsas Artsom Torah B'yad Kaftoirim. Torah B'yad Kaftoirim. That's what the Ramban says Alatayra. So it would seem that Har Seir extended into Eretz Yisrael, and that chelik that extended into Eretz Yisrael, there would have been a Yisrael that you can't shepherd with the Bnei Esav. That chelik, the Kaftoirim Ishmidu, and that is why Klaius was able to be kavish it from the Kaftoirim. That's what Rashi says before, Mitaim ben Alivis, first ben Esav of evil lay pleased to be Yotzumim Kaimam bo logo bineim. The Yotzumim Kaimam, the Rishash says that's because of the Kaftoirim Ishmidum. So here we're speaking about the Mokim she Yotzumim menu. That was kedei that Klai Yisrael should be able to be kavishit from them. Then Rashi continues, we have other psukim. V'sham mikrois ha'doimim loze ba'elu ha'dvorim, k'goin u'b'seyer yoshvu ha'choyrim, u'b'mo'yavim u'b'amoinim k'siv refoim yoshvu bo. Why do I have to know this, that refoim were previously there, by seyer the choyrim were there? Kulu taime ispo. The bekulu k'siv eretz refoim techoshev. That they were once Eretz Refoim, that the giants lived there once. Lefi she'nemal Avraham Avinu bein Apsorim, lezarecha nosati v'kachoshi ve'esa Refoim. So there was a haftoche that Klal Yisrael would yarshin esa Refoim, sheyotzu mimitzrayim v'obru derech Har Seir v'amen amoyov. So, shenikro kvar eretz refoim. This, in these makoimes, the Rephaim had lived there previously. Hoya oile al datum liskaris ben. So Klal Yisrael wanted to be kaivish them also, because there was a tzibui and eretz Rephaim. Kisvurim zui shenitna lavrom. Umonam HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'omalem eretz Rephaim vaday hoison ech shemes. That's true. That it once was Eretz Refoy, Sherefoyim Yoshvi Bo Mikedem. Avol lo izu hishe nesati l'Avrom. This was not given to Avrom. Elo le'elu nesati yo. Shegir shum misham v'yoshvu tachteyim. So that's why the psukim are telling us. It's not Samazai telling us what happened, that they took over from the Chayrim, they took over the Amanamayv, they took over from the Refoyim. That it's telling us that is why these Mekaymis were not destined to belong to Klal Yisrael, because the Eretz Refoim was when they leave Eretz Mitzrayim, what is then considered Eretz Refoim. And since this was already conquered by the Bnei Edom and Amin Amoyim, so therefore they were unable to be kaivish this. Shagir shum misham, they were megarish the Refoim, v'yoshvu tachteyem. And what schus did they have to conquer this Eretz Refoim? B'schar Avrom, sheyotsu b'nei Esau mimenu, v'loito yekorev l'Avrom. So that is why the Rebbein Shlomo had a cheshbon to give this to them. But this was not the Havtoche to Avraham Avinu Lezarecha. This was not the Havtoche. Ursheigiyu lechevel agoiv tziv ahu yikorei eretz refoim zui shenosati lavichem. So there it says, Taka, this is the eretz refoim which was given to Avraham Lezarecha. Then the Gemara continues. It says further, Ki cheshbon ir sichon melech amoiri. Cheshbon belonged to sichon melech amoiri. Vuhu nilcham bemelech moyer. And the pasuk says, how did sichon acquire this? He was lechem bemelech moyer. My nafkemino, what's the chilek? How Sichon got it? What do we have to know this? Ulu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael al Totzer es Moyev. There was a love al Totzer es Moyev. Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Rabbi Shalom said, Lei Sei Sichon, Lei Pek Mi Moyev. So therefore the Rabbi Shalom made that Sichon was Leichem with Moyev, and he took away Cheshbon. And now Klal Yisrael can take it away from Sichon. V'hayne domar ha-pope, amenu moyov, tiaru b'sichon. That what Klal Yisrael was able to take away from Sichon, this originally belonged to amenu moyov. But in order to evade the Yisrael al-totzer es moyov, so the Rebbein Yisrael made that there should be a mulchome between Sichon and Moya, and then Klal Yisrael was able to conquer this. Let us see Rashi. Vo nilcham b'melech Moya, lama leil hashminan, ala mishum d'chsiv al totzer es Moya. V'ane d'amar ha-popem m'seches git namen o'Moya, tira b'Sichon, al yedei Sichon tira altsom li Yisrael. B'moyav ksi v'hu nilcham, b'amein mefoyrish b'nachlas negot b'sefer Yeshua, v'yehi lehem ha'gvul yazer v'chol eretz ori agilot v'chatzi eretz b'nei amoin, v'kochoshi v'osu v'kosu b'sefer yeser mimalchus sichoin. This is mimalchus sichoin, alma sichoin, kovash l'oretz b'nei amoin. So we see that we see in Yeshua that what Klal Yisrael was kovish was from Sichon that took it over from Amon. V'oid motzinu, Rashi says, we find b'melech nei Amon שאומר למלאך יפתח, the מלך נאמן told the שלוחים of יכתוב, כי לא כך ישראל אס ארצי מאלנן ועד היבוי. Alma Eretz v'Neyamin, he complained that Klal Yisrael took Eretz v'Neyamin. So we see that was Eretz v'Neyamin. But the Nemesis, it's not the way he said. V'heim misichin kishua, d'chsiboy, v'yosho es arzoy me'arnoin v'adayabek. That was Eretz v'Neyamin. Avo me'enisha b'yodam le'lokru klum. So that's wrong what he said. They kind of, to the shluchim of Yiftach, that you took away this from Amoin. That's not true. Sichin took it away, for the chelik, that chelik was taken away by Sichin, and Klal Yisrael was kevishit from Sichin. It says in the Pasuk, Sidonim yikru lechermoin Sirioim, modna maise, Sidonim called Chermoin Sirioim. Tonus nir v'siryoin mehorei eretz Yisrael. Malameit shokol echod v'echod me'umes oilom holach ubonoloi krach godo la'atzmoi v'heleloi al shem horei eretz Yisrael l'lamdoch shafilo horei eretz Yisrael chavivim al umes oilom. Let us see how Rashi says pshat. Tzidoinem yikru. The Pasuk tells us there was a Mokim Chermoin, and it says what the Tzidoin gave it a different name. Lomali, Tonus, near Visirin, Hore Eretz Yisrael. These were mountains in Eretz Yisrael. The Chermoin Korv Le Tzidoinim, Ule Moiri. This was someplace else. This is Korv Le Tzidoin. Ubonu Olav Krochim. And they built in Chermoin, they built cities. Ze korolai Sirioin, ze korolai Snir, and the reason was because the chshivas and the chavivas of the Hori Eretz Yisrael was so great that the cities that they built, they named them b'shem Hori Yisrael. It says by Yosef v'sa'om hever oisai la'orim. My nafkemina. Why does the Torah have to tell us that Yosef HaTzadik made that all the Mitzriim should move? The loyriklu laochiv galvoso, that they shouldn't call his brothers goylim. Zot Rashi, hever oisay laorim, mayashmina. Ki heiche de loy likru Mitzrayim la'ochiv la'achar zman goylim v'nei goylim l'kach higlom. That means he was nizer in the covet of his brothers at heichem. We cannot picture that to move a whole country from that the whole Dairi Ares should move. Good, there was a tiny, since now they became Yishubit to Paroi, some of Mele wanted to show that the Kalki belongs to Paroi, but the Torah wouldn't have written that. The Torah wrote this to say that the reason was that Yosef, that was the Tzidkish Yosef, that he was Nizer, the covet of the Achim, so that they shouldn't be called Goylem. That is why he made this tremendous undertaking to make everyone move. We had in the Mishnah, the Mishnah said as follows. Simone Ha'if Loi Nemru. Simone Ha'if doesn't say Beferish in the Torah, what the Simone Tare, Simone Tumar, Aval Amru Chachomim, Kol Oif Adoire Stome, Kol Oif Sheyesh Loi Etzba Yisero, V'zeifek, here's a zeifek, v'kulbonai nikla toyer. These are the four simone tahare of an oif. We have if it means it's not toyeres, a toyeres is tomein, kosher shat b'yisrael, these are simone tahare mentions, is a zeifek, v'kulbonai nikla. These are simone tahare. Simone ha'oif loy nemru. Fragt der Gemorre beloi. Rosanya, we learned in Abaraisa, the Pasuk speaks about a Nesher. So the Pasuk says, Nesher, we learn out, Ama Motzino from Nesher. Ma Nesher Miyuchet, She'ein Lo'i Etzba Yisera, it doesn't have an Etzba Yisera. V'Zeifek, it doesn't have a Zeifek. V'Sichas Chulun is Mavaya, that really it does have a Zeifek. A Nesha does have a Zeifik, but Pshat is as follows. The Zeifik of a Nesha does not function like the Zeifik of all other Eifish Tahirim. The Zeifik of all Eifish Tahirim, it goes from the Zeifik to the Kulkabin, but the Zeifik, there is a Haskhola of the digestive process in the Zeifik, and then it goes later into the Kulkabin. The Zeifik of a Nesha, there's no digestive, there's no digestion being done in the Zeifik whatsoever. The Zeifik is used, that means it seems it goes from the Veshit to the Kulkibin, and when the Kulkibin fills up, so it spills over into the Zeifik, it goes back into the Zeifik. So it's a storage place for the extra food, that there's no place in the Zeifik, that there's no place in the Kulkabin that goes back to the Zeifik. But it is not a Zeifik that digests. So Memele, that's what it means, it doesn't have a Zeifik. Doesn't have an Etzbe Yisera. Three Mistamim. The Zeifik, it doesn't have a Zeifik that digests. V'ein Kulkabonai Niklaf. In the Kulkabin is not Niklaf, there's like this, there's a skin that Niklaf easily from the Kulkabin. This doesn't have it, Anesha. V'doires v'oichel, and it's doires, in Tomei, afkol kiyotze b'tomei. So everything that has all these four simonei tumme is also Tomei. Then the Baraisa continues, Toirim, Sheyesh lahen etzba yisera, they have an etzba yisera, v'zeifek, v'kulke ba nikla, v'ein doyrsin, v'oichlin, v'ein doyrsin v'oichlin, they're not doyres v'oichl, it's toire. Af kol ki yaitze b'em toire. Bekitza, we'll see in Rashi, there's a very big problem with this baraisa. The baraisa makes up a double mamotzino. It makes a mamotzinu from a nesha, that if it has all four simonei tumme, it is tumme. It would seem if it does not have also, doesn't have all four simonei tumme, it is toya. Then the sefer says we make up some mamotzinu from toyrim ibnei yoyna that has four simonei tare. So it seems in order to be toyre, you need all four simonei tare. So if something has mitzvah simonei tare, it is not toyre. That Rashi is going to speak about. But al koponim, it seems we have limudim on what simonei tume, what simonei tare anoif has to have. So what is pshat in the Mishnah? The Mishnah says, simonei oif loy nemru. What's that loy nemru? We have a mamotzino from Nesher, from toyre. Amar Abaye leinema pirushon midivrei toire elo midivrei soifre. That means that this is a limud. The Torah mentioned simonim afreses parse malus geira. So the Torah mentioned the simonim. Here the simonim chazal were makir the simonim and made limudim. What is called a naif teir and naif tomi, but it is not meant, the simonim be'etzem are not mentioned in the pasuk. Let us see Rashi. Nesha huskil betmeim. Bedonim binyan ovimenu, we make a binyan ov. The ma nesha meyuchit. The ain loy echod mikol simonim alolo betomeim. It doesn't have any of these simonim. And it's tomei, afkol shen loy echod mikol simonim alolo. Min nesher hu v'tomei. So this is a nesher. This also is a min nesher. It is all for simonim it's a minesh. Aval oif sheyesh boi echod mikol eilu. Toil. But if an oif has one of the simonim taharim, if an oif has one of the simonim taharim, sheyesh boi echod mikol eilu toil, v'chosh kein shnayim, so this is the binyan of, we learn out, Anesha has four simonei tumeh. And any other oif that has four simonei tumeh is a mean nesha. That's what Rashi says. It's a mean nesha. It's a different type of a nesha, but it's in the nesha family. All other oifis that do not have four simonei tumeh are toil. Chutz mi oifis hamufuroshim beparsha, this chav balad oifis tmeim, shegzeres hakosafu, sha'af al pi sheyesh bahen simen taira, kidiyoma lekamon, tmeim. That means this chav balad oifis tmeim that have simone taira in their tome. And that's gzeres hakosafu. Vahai af, so mamele we have like this. The Pasuk tells us Anesha has four simonei tumeh. And we make a binyan of that everything that has four simonei tumeh is Anesha. If it doesn't have four simonei tumeh, so it's toil. These chav dalet oifes that do not have four simonei tumeh in our tumeh, that's a gzeres hakosav. It's not a min Anesha, and it's this is a gzeres hakosav that they're tumeh. Hayav le marbi ela minesha, vein oif tomei ba'olam ela chov dalet ha'murim kan. That means the limud that we learn out, the binyanov that we learn out that in order to be a nesha, it has to have four simonei tumen. And less than that, it's not a nesha and it's toya. That's the limud. V'hayav le'mabel minesha, dein oif tome bo'ilam, elach avdal damurim kam, v'disanya le'kama. L'fikach monakos v'tmei, b'hanach avdal damurim, edisbu b'kulus monitare, chutz min anesha. Toirim monakos v'letaro, u'mehem atodon binyanov le'kulam. Eis dati wa nimna le'taro, because they brought for kobonis. So now Rashi asks the Kashi Seifel Reishi. The Reishi Makshir Afilu Bechat Simin V'Seifel Loi Makshir Adi Ike Kulu Reishi Davke V'Seifel Lekamen Aforish Lo later I'll explain Pshat in the Seifel. Let us learn the first place. You have to really know the Gemara further. Kol Oif Hadoi Reish Tomei Kol oif hadoi reis tome. That every oif, that's what it says in the Mishnah, every oif that is doi reis is tome. Bim toima, the Bais says this is clear. Every oif that is doi reis is tome. This is a simen tome. Bim toima, v'heichi kimlu l'rabonon hach milse, this v'chi kenigi oi belisteri hoyu, shebotku kol ha'oifes ta'irim ve'ein shum oif ta'ir doires? How did Chazal know that if it's doires, it's zichenar ha'ta'ir v'ka'oif? Ha'oma le'kamon, the Gemara says further, the la'oifes ta'irim ein mispo. So me'mele, there's so many oifes ta'irim, so how could Chazal say if it's doires, it's not an oif ta'ir? Vi aloch lemoishe misinai, if it's aloch lemoishe misinai, that a doiris, if it's doiris, it's zichetome, in ken lomali, the kosovach mona peres was niom, tavayu leilich doiv, oisishe doiris. It shouldn't say one, oisishe doiris. That means peres was niom, one doesn't have the same entuma that the other has. So if there's aloch lemoishe misinai, that, any oif that is doires is tamei, So you don't have to write Peres Vosnia, Tabay Lelich. This shouldn't say both. Oisei She Doiris. The one that is Doiris, Tzayev Aloch L'moishe Misinei, every oif that is Doiris, the Mimonif Shev Chad Minayu Doiris. One of them, Kshayim B'chol Echot Elochat Simen Shel Tare. A Peres and Osnia, they have one Simen Tare. So now, the Peres and Osnia, each one has one cementara, and they don't have the same cementara. So Al-Kolchoch, either both of them are doiris, or one of them is doiris, and one is not doiris. So Al-Kaponim, if there's a Aloch El-Moshe Misinai, that an oif that is doiris, is an oif tomei, so why does he have to say the one that is doiris? The Yeshloima, so Tosis has a very interesting teretz. The Shema Kabbalah Hoysa Mimois Noyach. Maybe there was a Kabbalah Mimois Noyach. Amadik Ezach. Shehikriv Mikol Oif Toyer. Noyach had an opportunity to see every Oif Toyer in the Bria. It all came to the table. Ubodak Eskulam. And he was makrif on all the oifes toirim, umosal ledoires, shein oif toir doires. So this could be, this is a mesoire from Noach. That means this is a simen. You should know there is not one oif toir that is doires. So that what the Mishnah says, that if it's doires, it's an oif tome. We derived this from Noach, and Noach was able to be boidik all the oifes atayim. He was makre from all the oifes atayim, and he saw this phenomenon that an oif is not one oif toyer that is doyes. Avo bishesuam. So now Tosfos says a kasha. Tosfos was just machadish a new thing. That we have that an emerson Noach was in contact with all the animals of the world, all the oifis, and he gave him a seire. He gave him a seire that there's not one oif toil that seires. Fine. So now, he was in contact with all the behemoths also. He was in contact with all the behemoths also. So Mimela, maybe he knew about a Shesua, and he told us that the Shesua is, he told us about a Shesua, Shesua's Tome. So that's how we know about, or he told us about a Shesua. And so that, so Moshe Rabbeinu went with, we knew about a Shesua from Noach. So Tosi says, Avo b'Shesua, leishach lemei mahochi, the einze min bifnei atzme of lad behem kedisa b'mapelas vaker. There's no mean shesua. This is a freak occurrence that a behemah tahira can have a child a shesua, but it's not a mean bifnei atzmei. So memele here the Gemara said there was Moshe Rabbeinu a kenigi to speak about a shesua a doires. Now, what is the Taich Doiris? Perish Bekuntres, Sha'oiches Bitsi Porno, Umagbiya Minakarke Masha Oicho. Rashi said Pshat that a Doiris means that it does not bend down to eat, it lifts up with one foot, and Magbiya Minakarke Masha Oicho. That is the Taich Doiris. Bekosha Rabbeinu Ta. That's a Taich Doire, Shema Shemaim, the Philo Talnegelis Oise came. Talnegelis also seems will sometimes lift up the food and then eat from what he's holding in his foot. And beforeish Rabbeinu Tam, that Doiris means something else. Doiris v'oichel michayim. Doiris means that it will take, it's speaking about an oif tomei, that eats meat, and it will take a live, whatever it's eating, a live bird, and it will eat the bird while it's alive. That's a Taich Doiris. Eine mamtin lo ache tomus, it will not wait till the bird will die. Ki de perik eilo oivrem, the Gemara says, amesi es bitte la moritz. Ki il, if a person marries off his daughter, ta moritz, ki lo koif selif ne ari. So he is giving her over to an ari. Ma ari doires voichel, just like an ari. Is doires voichel, eine mamtin ache tomus, he enjoys himself while the behemoth is still alive, and he eats through it piece by piece. Al-Kaponim, so we see that the touch of Doire by Nari, Doire Svoichel means, Einei Mamte Matshe Tomos. V'chein b'soifer kamed above kamed. Ari b'rshus arabim. If Ari is walking b'rshus arabim, Doras v'ochal. It went and saw a behemoth, and it ate it alive. Potter. Perish Michayim. Dahainu Uchek. So that's Shein B'shus Arabim. Shein B'shus Arabim is Potav Avishain. Torah V'ochal Chayim. Perish La'acha Mise. That means, Treife means that he killed it first and then he ate it. That's not normal by an Ari. The Lav Hainu Uchek V'avolei Kerem. Porch, the Gemara asks, Voksiv Ari Teire Badegur Oiso. So it seems that is the Oirech of an Ari also. Mishani Bishvil Gur Oiso, Shehem Ktanim for the small cups, is Darke Lahome, so Mechanic Lubi Oiso, Bishvil Lubi Oiso. That means, for the small ones, he doesn't want to bring it Lebedeke Hate and start feeding the small children. So there, he kills the animal first and then brings it to the children. Al Kaponim, so Toisvis is Medame, the Deiris of an Oif to the Deiris of an Ari, which means that the Oif eats it while it is still alive.